training in self-generation in general, we can say, so who do we generate, or what does this self refer to? So in general, we can say self means like person in general, or being, or also I. So they're all synonyms. Yeah, this is like a general understanding. And beings are called self, or I, or person. Why? Because they have minds. It's very interesting. Yeah. So a being who is a person, a self, an I, has a mind, which means it has feelings, discrimination, many experiences. Yeah, through the mind. Then this is just too important to discriminate, that we understand that trees, mountain, salads, whatever, they don't have minds. So therefore, they are no beings and they have no feelings. That's important to distinguish. Yeah, so because sometimes people think a tree is a being. According to Buddhism, no. It does live, of course it does live, but it has not a mind. And for example, a tree or any a flower or a mountain, they cannot engage in an action. Yeah, and they don't experience the results of an action. So very clear, they don't have minds. And therefore, they do not experience happiness or pain. So, but the beings of the six realms, yes, they have feelings. And with respect now to self-generation, this means, in very particular, it refers to our own self, our own being. Our own being, not in general. So what does it mean with what we identify? With what do I identify? So we understand until now we always identify with this body, gross body. We think that's me, and with our gross mind, and with our gross I, or ordinary I, or with the eye we normally see or perceive. And this is our great problem. And in How to Transform Your Life, at the very beginning of the chapter, Training in Ultimate Bodhicitta, and also in Oral Instructions, you can find a very similar paragraph, where there actually Geshe-la begins with saying we need to learn to identify our body, our mind, and our self correctly. So we have never identified ourself correctly or our body. We should know that since beginningless time, so page 216 at the beginning of Ultimate Bodhicitta. We should know that since beginningless time, our way of identifying ourself, so this is what we now want to change, a new self-generation, a new being. That's the plan. We believe that our self that we normally see is our self. Of course, because we think I'm my body, and when I'm sick, I'm thinking I am sick. Yeah, and this body is sick, I think I'm sick. If I'm getting old, I'm thinking I'm old. We identify ourselves with this ordinary being, with the being we normally see. So this belief is ignorance. Because our self that we normally see does not exist. So no wonder that we have so many problems if we continually identify with something that does not exist. No wonder we have such a mess. No wonder we are hallucinating all the time. Ignorance. Ignorance, remember. And like I've been reading, Venerable Geshe-la said, we even don't know that we are ignorant. We do not recognize it. Unless Buddha is giving us clear explanations and we apply great effort to identify how we identify ourselves incorrectly. It's a wrong belief, mistaken belief, completely. So, yeah, the self that we normally see does not exist, and all the things that we normally see do not exist. This is then the explanation on emptiness. Because of this ignorance, we develop and experience various kinds of mistaken appearance. And because of this, we experience various kinds of suffering and problems as hallucinations. Throughout this life and in life after life, endlessly. So this is our situation. This is our situation. On the other hand, if we identify ourselves as a mere appearance, this is now key. And this is where we are heading to. And this is what self-generation is all about. So I'm going to read this again. On the other hand, if we identify ourselves as a mere appearance, that is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena, the mere absence of all phenomena that we normally see or perceive, our mistaken appearance will reduce and finally cease completely. Then we will experience the supreme happiness of nirvana.